Might have been able to put him back in, but on July 4th, we didn't need to create those fireworks. He's good. We got a long summer league schedule ahead of us between the rest of this summer league and Vegas. As we said yesterday, we're going to take it smart from here on out.
So smart, does that mean, is he going to play tomorrow?
He will not play tomorrow. But that was, we were going to space out the minutes and all that stuff to begin with, so that has nothing to do with tonight.
Any idea of having to do with maybe the altitude or just not be playing in a game first since what, March?
I think all of it. I think yes to all the above. You know, I don't know for sure. It's probably beyond my pay grade as not a doctor. But I mean, again, he hasn't played that, like you just mentioned, he hasn't played 5-on-5 basketball since March. I actually think his conditioning level is really good given that he has not played 5-on-5. So you can tell he's really worked hard in his draft preparation and been ready for summer league. I thought he was great tonight, really great.
What did you like specifically?
Passing, ball handling, confidence, communication, swagger, enthusiasm, love for teammates. You know, it wasn't about him. I said that yesterday. It was the first thing I noticed. Like, he just was excited to be 19 years old and about around a bunch of guys and put that logo on his chest.
Is that a glimpse of that point forward role that you guys combined?
Yeah, I mean, like, let's label it, right? Everybody wants to put a label to it, but he's a basketball player. He's a really good basketball player. And this is summer league, so there's still a long journey ahead. But I think anyone that's watched enough basketball sees a skill set there that's really exciting, and that skill set involves ball handling, dribbling, driving, passing, and looking to score.
Billy, he also seems like his court vision is not like he sees half the court, but he sees nine guys.
Yeah, he sees everything. One time he said, we asked him why he didn't throw a lob. He said, I'm just not used to throwing it with guys that can catch it. And we'll get used to it. You know, we got guys that will go up there and get, but he sees a lot. He sees a lot.
Defensively, what did you see from him tonight?
You know, it was interesting because Boston played really five guards, you know. We weren't ready for that one. But they came out there and they rolled five guards or five wings or swings, whatever you want to call it, at one time. So Ben found himself defending pick and roll, guarding the ball handler probably more than he ever has in his life. So understanding, like, there's one thing when you're a defensive forward and you're the one that's constantly in the communication saying, hey, we're pushing or we're blitzing or we're redding, that's the one thing. But he was the one that had to hear tonight, and he might not be programmed to do that, but that's going to happen a lot with the game. And the thing I kept saying to the staff on the bench, but you know what's going to be pretty cool, he's going to be in that position offensively and the other guys are going to have the same issues.
Teammates got to get used to that, to his passing ability?
For sure. I mean, you saw how, like, as the game picked on, guys were running a little harder, cutting a little quicker, spacing a little better.
Billy, Rashawn and Christian looked like guys who had been around the NBA team last year and then really kind of improved on.
For sure.
What did you like about those?
Well, one, I mean, you mentioned the word improvement. You know, kudos to those guys. They've been in our gym since, you know, 3 weeks after the season and have been very consistent. Being in our weight room with Todd Wright, being on the court with our player development staff, they've been committed. They wanted to come out here and do well. These guys want to prove themselves as NBA players. So, I mean, Boston was loaded. I mean, they've got, what, 7 first-round draft picks on their team. And I thought Rashawn and Christian looked like they belonged out there, like they were beyond maybe where they were a year ago. And both did things equally as well, and they were different things. You know, Rashawn's rim protection was great. Christian's confidence and scoring was great. And I'm glad that those two showed the maturity that we were looking for.
Talk about Timmy.
Timmy's good. I mean, I told you yesterday, Timmy doesn't get rattled. He might just think he's on a playground back in France somewhere just balling. You know, he felt really good about himself. He's confident. He communicates on the court to the coaches. He asks a lot of questions. And I was pleased with Timmy. You good?
Thank you.